This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A Thursday U.S. Senate vote protected $400 million in tax subsidies to keep the front doors open for abortion at Planned Parenthood. Despite an election 10 weeks away, vulnerable senators from Florida, West Virginia, Montana, Missouri, North Dakota, and Indiana opened themselves to strong pro-life campaigns in these states. They rejected Senator Rand Paul's defunding amendment to the HHS appropriations bill. Local United Way affiliates continue funding Planned Parenthood, despite video investigations and congressional hearings connecting the abortion giant to the sale and marketing of abortion specimens. United Way giving to Planned Parenthood was up to nearly $3 million. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Argentina's rejection of abortion in law may help keep abortion away from Latin America. Brazil is in the middle of a fight over abortion, with socialists supporting abortion, but a coalition of pro-life Catholic and other Christian legislators opposing abortion say the argument from international abortion advocates that Brazil must accept abortion is as empty an argument in Brazil as it was in Argentina. And a judge from the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has openly criticized Roe v. Wade. Judge Joel Dubina says Roe has no basis in the Constitution. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.